How did you get involved with this? This is, I mean, it seems like an obvious connection, but on the other hand, how did this begin for you?
There's a very strong Minnesota connection to all of this. When I was on the faculty of the University of Minnesota, toward the end of my time there, I had already accepted a position with the Oregon Symphony, so I was moving on. It was a very beautiful April afternoon. I was walking in Uptown on Hennepin Avenue and near what is or was then, I don't know if it's still there, the Bryn Mawr bookstore. And as I was walking past, I noticed that they had a carton, a box of books on top of a wagon, and it was on sale books. I've never been able to resist any of that. So I walked over to the collection and put my hand into the box, and I pulled out a book entitled Music at Terezin. And I stopped for a minute. I said, wait a second, what do I know about Terezin? I know it's in what was Czechoslovakia. I had no idea where. And wasn't this the place that the Nazis used as a show place? They intentionally put into Terezin quite a number of artists and scholars and so forth. That's what I thought at the time. And so, having thought that, I then opened the book, and the chapter to which I opened, it was only a 2.5-page chapter, was entitled Raphael Schechter. And it said, born in Romania, moved to the Czech Republic at a very young age, studied there, became a conductor, pianist, vocal coach, choral conductor, opera conductor, well on his way. And the last couple of paragraphs said, and he put together a volunteer chorus of prisoners, 150 prisoners, and taught them by rote the Verdi Requiem, because there was only one score, and he had that. Then they gave 16 performances in Terezin between October 43 and June 44. And lightning went off. It was as simple as that, lightning. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I know all that it takes to do the Verdi Requiem under optimum conditions with professionals and people who read music and who are comfortable and go home to nice houses, and if they get a cold, they can call a doctor. And I know, I mean, I know how tough it is even under those conditions. What in the world are these Jews who are imprisoned for being Jews and who have very limited time before they are deported to unspeakable places for what could conceivably be the end? Why are they devoting what time they have left to a work of the Catholic liturgy, one that is so difficult? The answer was not in the book. And the book was just basically a primer of who was at Terezin, and wonderful stories about Victor Ullmann and some of the other composers and conductors, Carol Anschell, people like that. And so for $3, I bought the book, I took it with me, and I read it cover to cover, and then I left Minnesota for Oregon. I'm plagued by this now. It's a year or so later, and I'm still plagued by it. I mean, everything else piling up on my desk, I mean, it's the messiest desk in the world. And right on top of everything is this book, Music at Terezin.